Families, community members, and dogs in superhero costumes gathered on the airport dike trail in Juneau on a rare sunny Saturday morning. The Southeast Alaska Family Evaluation, or SAFE, Child Advocacy Center, Juneau Animal Rescue, and a nonprofit supporting survivors of domestic and sexual violence set up tents by the trail, handing out dog treats, bubbles, and capes for their first superhero walk. Six-year-old Rex Reed was at the event dressed in a Spider-Man and T-Rex costume.
I was supposed to be Spider T-Rex, but my T-Rex Max is kind of lost.
The superhero walk is part of the three nonprofits' effort to raise awareness on different types of abuse. It's a lighthearted event that celebrates how anyone can be a superhero when it comes to preventing child and animal abuse. Reed says he lost his dinosaur mask, but he was still having a great time hanging out with the animals.
I've been able to put the dog. I also gave some treats.
The effort comes as state funding for Child Advocacy Centers, or CACs, is on the chopping block while the Alaska legislature considers how to resolve a nearly $2 billion deficit in the budget. Jenny Weishaupt is a program manager for the Safe Child Advocacy Center in Juneau. She says state funding for CACs used to come from a federal source that's not available next year. Now the legislature has to decide whether to add their funding to the state budget.
We were told that everything this year is going to be decided at that very end of session in a conference committee, and then up to the governor to decide what will be funded.
Weishaupt says the changes mean Alaska's CACs will be down $5.5 million if the state doesn't fill the gap. So far this legislative session, lawmakers have added that money and taken it out of the proposed budget for the next fiscal year. It's currently not in the latest draft budget. On top of that, the amount they receive in federal funding from the Victims of Crime Act is up in the air.
It's constantly for years at the federal level a question of whether that funding, you know, is stable for states.
She says the Juneau Center has a small $75,000 grant meant to increase training and outreach across Southeast Alaska that can be put toward operations if state funding falls through. But it's not enough to keep the center running as is. She says that's critical to the safety of one of the state's more vulnerable populations. Data from the Annie E. Casey Foundation shows Alaska has one of the highest rates of reported child abuse and neglect in the country and consistently outpaces the national average. If child abuse happens or is suspected, the centers do everything from medical exams and mental health counseling to advocating for children through the life of a case. Staff work on a multidisciplinary team with members from the Office of Children's Services, law enforcement, medical professionals, lawyers, and more. A major role of CACs is to do forensic interviews to confirm if a child has been abused. But not just anyone can do forensic interviews. Weishaupt says the skill requires years of training that others may not have the time to dedicate. Matt Dubois is the investigations commander for the Juneau Police Department and sees their value. He says it would be devastating for police without the work CACs do.
The absence of CAC means children might have to endure multiple interviews with different agencies, which is not only emotionally distressing, but can also undermine the integrity of the evidence in these investigations.
Assistant District Attorney Jennifer Chowdhury says the forensic interviews CACs provide are important when it comes to prosecuting people while avoiding traumatizing children.
With the CACs, that's a good way to get that evidence, to get that video testimony, to be able to play in court so that child victims don't have to come in and re-go over every single thing that they've had to talk about already before and go through all of that trauma again.
She says CACs are a neutral space where interviewers can talk to children in a safe space away from other influences like family members or law enforcement officers. Despite the uncertainties, Weishaupt says she's hopeful the state will fund CACs.
I know what government's thinking and considering right now, but this is a cost that I just don't see them not funding. So I have confidence that someone's going to figure out how to fund child advocacy centers in some way.
The legislative session ends May 21st when lawmakers must pass a balanced budget or face a state government shutdown. In Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.